Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include: Congressional members urge U.S. President to help stop suppression of Falun Gong in China. Austria, Vienna City Council passes resolution condemning illegal organ trade in China. Kharkiv, Ukraine, Falun Gong art awakens compassion. Introducing Falun Gong to students and faculty at a community college in Ottawa. Hubei family put on trial for sending Falun Gong-related text messages. And Germany, raising awareness about Falun Gong in downtown Hamburg. Now for the stories.
Congressional members urge U.S. President to help stop suppression of Falun Gong in China. Congressional members recently wrote to U.S. President Donald Trump requesting that he raise the issue of human rights during his meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping. They include House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, Florida Senator Marco Rubio, New Jersey Representative Chris Smith, and Florida Representative Dennis Ross. Millions of practitioners have been negatively affected since former Chinese leader Jiang Zemin launched the persecution of Falun Gong in 1999. A large number of high-ranking officials involved in the suppression have been punished under Xi's anti-corruption campaign, but the suppression continues. Nancy Pelosi wrote in her letter, "But human rights are also integral to a fair trading relationship in countries like China that exploit prison labor, engage in other unfair labor practices, and stifle free speech and dissent." She said the poor human rights record in China has been monitored through bipartisan efforts in Congress since the Tiananmen Square massacre in 1989. She wrote, "If we do not speak out clearly for human rights in China because of commercial interests, we lose all moral authority to speak out for human rights any place in the world." Florida Senator Marco Rubio said in a statement on the Congressional Executive Commission on China website, "As President Trump welcomes Chinese President Xi to Florida, we cannot forget the men and women who languish unjustly in prison, the family members who do not know the fate of their loved ones, and the professionals who have disappeared for simply doing their job." Both Rubio and New Jersey Representative Chris Smith said addressing human rights issues in China is not only part of moral obligations, but also conforms to American national interests. In his statement, Smith called for a serious, candid, and robust exchange with Xi on human rights and said, "The president should not make the mistake of his predecessor and believes that silence on human rights will get concessions from the Chinese government in other areas." After learning that his constituent Iris Liu's mother, Kui Ping Deng, had been detained and tortured in China for practicing Falun Gong, Florida Congressman Dennis Ross wrote a letter to Xi in August last year, expressing concern about Deng's arrest. In October, he and three other representatives signed a letter requesting the release of Deng and seven other Falun Gong practitioners. The letter said, "We ask you to respect their rights of freedom of their chosen belief and allow them to reunite with their families as soon as possible."
Austria. Vienna City Council passes resolution condemning illegal organ trade in China. The Vienna City Council unanimously passed a resolution on April 7, 2017, condemning the state-sanctioned illegal organ trade in China. The council resolution condemns the state-sanctioned organ harvesting system in China, especially the large-scale organ harvesting from practitioners of Falun Gong. The Council calls on the Austrian government to intervene and take action to ensure that the illegal organ transplants in China be openly discussed and penalized. It suggests creating an international committee to investigate the organ transplant situation in China and to prevent illegal organ harvesting. It also calls on the international community to urge China to release all nonviolent prisoners of conscience. The resolution notes that illegal organ harvesting is a crime and a violation of basic human rights, that China ranks second in the world in the number of transplants, second only to the United States, and that although the Chinese government claims that the organs come from willing donors, there is convincing evidence that a large number of people are killed for their organs. According to China's official documents, approximately 10,000 organ transplants are performed each year. Compared to other countries, however, the waiting time for an organ is extremely short, and the sources of tens of thousands of transplanted organs are unaccounted for. A 2016 European Parliament hearing report found systemic, reliable evidence indicating that over the past 15 years, hundreds of thousands of people have been killed as a result of forced organ harvesting. According to the resolution, the involuntary donors are people who have been tortured in forced labor camps and death row prisoners. They include Falun Gong practitioners, religious followers, and minorities, including Tibetans and Uyghurs. The Chinese government allows forced organ harvesting and keeps it an absolute secret, though the Chinese government announced in 2015 that it had banned harvesting organs from death row prisoners, it is still ongoing.
Kharkiv, Ukraine. Falun Gong art awakens compassion. The art of Zhenshan Ren International Exhibition returned to Kharkiv for a showing on March 16th through April 11th. The artworks tell the stories of Falun Gong practitioners who live by the principles of Zhenshan Ren, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, even in the face of brutal persecution by the communist regime in China. Natasha, an engineer, first learned about Falun Gong 10 years ago while walking in a local park. She saw a group of practitioners meditating, took a flyer, and went online to learn more. These paintings perfectly reveal the hidden truth, she said. Facing brutal torture, these practitioners have not fought back with violence. Although their lives are threatened, their hearts are still compassionate. Natasha said she would recommend the exhibition to her friends, not only for the information, but for the inspiration she gained from it. She said the paintings awaken the compassion in people's hearts. I believe that righteousness will prevail, which is the message that many of these paintings convey. Anastasia, a local college student who came to the exhibit, said, "The Communist Party is really cruel. The stories these paintings tell is shocking." She added, comparing the victims depicted in the paintings to the Christians who were persecuted by the Roman emperors. Anastasia took a lot of photos of the artwork, planning to post them on social media and encourage more people to attend the exhibition. A group of students and faculty from the State Flight Academy of Ukraine visited the exhibition. Julien, a faculty member, had heard about Falun Gong and the persecution, but appreciated an opportunity to learn about it in more depth. Julien said, "I knew it was a spiritual meditation practice, but I knew nothing about its history and teachings. Here at this exhibition, I learned about the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance." The artworks are thought-provoking, he said.
Introducing Falun Gong to students and faculty at a community college in Ottawa. Falun Gong practitioners from Ottawa, Canada, visited Algonquin College on April 5th to introduce this ancient Chinese cultivation practice to the students and faculty. They set up a table in the student commons where they demonstrated the Falun Gong exercises and talked to the college community about the practice and the 18-year persecution that Falun Gong has been facing in China. Many students were interested in meditation and traditional Chinese culture. Some had heard of Falun Gong and the persecution and wanted to know more. Several people were quite interested in Falun Gong and said that they intended to follow up on the information presented in the flyers. Over the course of the day's event, over a dozen students from China learned the facts about Falun Gong and the persecution in their home country and renounced their memberships in the Chinese Communist Party-affiliated organizations for young people.
Hebei family put on trial for sending Falun Gong-related text messages. Three lawyers and their three clients delivered a lengthy defense during a trial at the Wucheng District Court in Jinhua, Zhejiang Province on February 27, 2017. The judge adjourned the trial after close to 7 hours without announcing a verdict. The three defendants, Mr. Zhou Dunwang and his wife, Ms. Yang Xianfeng, and their son, Mr. Zhou Liang, were arrested for sending text messages that exposed the persecution of Falun Gong on November 2, 2016. At the time of the arrest, the Zhou family from Ma Sheng, Hebei province, was visiting Ms. Yang's sister in Jinhua. They were detained in the Wuchang District Detention Center. The Zhou family was charged with using a cult organization to undermine law enforcement, a standard pretext used by the Chinese Communist regime against Falun Gong practitioners. The lawyers argued that the article did not apply to their case and that there had never been any valid legal basis for the persecution. Besides, the prosecutor did not provide any evidence to support the claim of using a cult organization to undermine law enforcement, as he failed to demonstrate which act of law enforcement was undermined, to what extent, and which cult organization their clients participated in. In addition, one lawyer said that based on the Chinese Constitution, his client was entitled to freedom of belief and religious freedom, which includes practicing Falun Gong, and that no individual or government agency had the right to interfere with one's spiritual belief. The three Falun Gong practitioners also testified on their own behalf. In the end, the lawyers encouraged the judge to weigh the facts, let his conscience reign, and be just when making his decision. "We demand acquittal for our clients," said one of the defense attorneys. "We hope that politics doesn't get involved in this case."
Germany, raising awareness about Falun Gong in downtown Hamburg. Falun Gong practitioners from Hamburg, Germany, held an event on April 8th to raise awareness about the persecution in China. The group set up displays and distributed flyers to passersby in the downtown area. A middle-aged German woman who stopped to learn more praised the practitioners' efforts, saying, "What you are doing is great. From the bottom of my heart, I hope the government will end the persecution. It must be stopped." Eva and Regine, two native residents of Hamburg, were shocked by the state-sanctioned organ-harvesting crimes. Regine, who has visited China, said, "We must stand together to end this persecution. Everybody should help and do what they can." Some who stopped to sign the petition said they were well informed about the organ-harvesting atrocities, as they had attended the documentary screening on the issue in Abaton Theater in Hamburg last year. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.